Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, and I don't even know how to say that. I can't believe it's the 23rd already. I feel like September's just flying by, but it is starting to feel like fall, and I love that. Fall's my favorite time of year, the kind of cool, crisp mornings and nights and the kind of warmer days, so I love fall. So I'm loving that it's starting to feel a little bit like fall around here. All right, before we say hello to Cindy, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or a YouTube channel or direct you somewhere for some information or some dates for some presentations or something that you're going to want to be ready to write down when we talk about those. And please press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. It's really a big part of what our show is all about is talking with all of you and hearing your stories helping answer your questions. Likely if you have a question, somebody else does too. And so it really helps us all learn. But I did want to make sure to remind everyone that for this show, we really do need to keep it to use of the horse unit on horses and really behavioral and training type aspects and stay away from anything really medical. So with that said, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and everybody else from foggy Northern California. I prefer the fog to the fire, so that's a good thing.
I was going to say fog's probably good for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Every little drop of moisture that we can get is, you know, just really blessed. So, you know, happy to talk with you today. We don't have necessarily an agenda of things, so I do have a couple of things I do want to share, but hopefully we'll have some questions and we'll have some testimonials from you guys because you've been out there on the show circuits. And, you know, you can also, mm-hmm. you can, the extent that you have your clients who have been doing well, and we certainly see about that on the IBD page, and it's just so tempting to say, oh, gosh, you know, I want to share that, but we can't mm-hmm. do that from call in. And so if you have clients, and, you know, think about doing, you know, a favor for the greater good for the family and having them, you know, come on for and let us know in advance with their numbers. So we'll be sure to put them to the top of the list and be able to say, you know, share that experience because particularly in the world of barrel racing, I know we got some smoking hot people out there. So please share that with us. We would love to be able to hear a more personal version. Anyway,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I didn't know. Yeah, do you have stuff to talk about today, Rainey, or what was your...
I don't really have a good grasp on what I was going to do today because I was just got back into town from vacation late last night, so I'm making up for some things. But on my way down, we were at the Oregon coast here for just a few days, but on my way down, I did some Beamer stuff on my way, of course, because I try to fit that in wherever I go. And I did go to a barn. It was supposed to be quite a few people. She had set it up for quite a few people, and I was going to, you know, demo the horse unit and the human unit for some people. But it turns out just one person showed up, and as I was there, she kept getting texts from everybody saying they weren't coming. So we'll have to go back and do something. But I was able to, you know, put a couple people on and do a couple horses, and it's always a really fun experience to be able to watch and, you know, have people watch their horse get a Beamer session, because we can talk about it as much as we want, but when they actually see it happen, it's a pretty cool thing. So to be able to kind of watch them, you know, their head drop and they're starting to lick their lips and, you know, that cock the back leg. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to be, just be able to see and watch the owners see. So that's always a really fun thing. So if you're on this call and you've never actually seen a horse get a Beamer session, you really need to figure out a way to do that. Find somebody with a unit or something, because it is really a cool thing to watch. You get it's a very visual response to what you know is happening, and you could probably feel, or you've had people describe to you that they feel. But with a horse, it's just you can just watch it happen. So it is kind of a fun thing to do if you have never done that. So that was a fun thing I got to do earlier in the week. So I don't have any great stories from it. So
well, I want to tack on a little bit to what you said, particularly because I know that we do have people newer to the horse set on this call sometimes or listen to the recordings. And we try and stress the fact that particularly if you're doing this for the first time and you're going maybe to meet somebody at a barn, and, you know, as in Rainey's case, they're going to have several people come and join too. Give some thought to the location, because to the extent that think about this yourself. If you were trying to do a human demo in the middle of Grand Central Station, the person's probably, you know, the energy around is going to be too distracting. And, you know, whereas the Beamer will be helping beneath the surface, the person's not going to notice it so much. And the same thing with horses, particularly as prey animals, that, you know, if you a lot of people, usually the cross ties are in the center aisle of a barn. And there could be other, you know, for example, other boarders there or lessons going on. And the more things that are going on, the less likely you're going to see those great reactions that that Rainey had described, because the horse is just, you know, they're tuned in for millions of years survival to say, whoops, what's that? I got to pay attention. And so it's really, even though it might be a convenient place to, you know, have a horse or have people be able to also see a demo, you want to have it be as quiet as possible. Now, it's not always possible. And like at a show, it's pretty impossible unless you would go to their own stall. But it's something to keep in mind that if you can orchestrate those circumstances, you will have a better outcome, and it's more likely that the horse will feel confident and comfortable enough to be able to relax. And as I said, you know, second choice would be in their own stall, but then, you know, it's harder for people to kind of crowd around or see. So just an awareness to keep in mind. I don't have a lot of stories either, but I did want to point out some things to people. If, a number of folks that aren't always Facebook users, but Dr. Marlise has come out with a new thing that is quite cool. She's done two of them now, and it's Medical Mondays with Marlise, and there's enough M's in there, and they're just little, like they're one-minute video clips, you know, and so there is distraction in the background because these were recorded at a, you know, where she's at a show. And she's using her, you know, her statue model of the horse to kind of talk. But they're the kind of little video clips that are, you know, kind of cool to share. And so I want to direct your attention to that. I'm hoping that they'll post those also in when they do the corporate newsletter for October, that'll be coming out. But I don't know that, you know, I recommend it. I don't know if it'll happen. So it's possible that on Facebook is the only place you'll see that. And again, I'm always fond of things that are easy to share with people and they're short. In preparation for the Quarter Horse Congress, which is really, you know, starting to get underway here, at the end of the month. So Beamer has done a refresh and kind of a new video, if you will. They did one. They took some of the footage from a longer video and abstracted it down for the McCutcheons because Tom and Cade McCutcheon have, you know, are trainers and they're, you know, $1 million cowboy winners for reigning. And they're going to be signing one of the days at the booth. Our booth is number 524 at the Congress, if you're going to be there. But so there's a video. It's just a just over 2 minutes. And you can go, if you haven't looked before, if you sign on to YouTube, and then in the search bar, you put in there Beamer Group United States. You'll find a whole bunch of things you probably haven't seen. So anyway, there's the ambassador of the McCutcheons, and my favorite part of that, frankly, is one of his trainers, because she gives a little bit of a testimonial about a sore back with a horse with chronic soreness. And then also they did, they kind of refreshed and did a special one with Martha Josie and her husband, RJ. And they just talk about, you know, how easy the Beamer is to use. And again, she is, you know, Cowgirl Hall of Fame. Certainly, and, you know, they have a large training community too. And so, you know, she has a lot of credibility, even though she's, you know, not a competitor anymore. And so those are two new videos that you'll find on that YouTube channel. I'm sure they're in the back office too, but personally I find it easier to share things off of YouTube because there's a feature there where you can share it easily. And so that's something that you might want to check out because those are great little videos to text to people. Say, hey, I was thinking about you. I know you're on the road a lot. Here's something to help while you're driving. You know, when you're as a passenger, not while you're driving. And, you know, just things like that to kind of keep, you know, remind people that there's things going on with Beamer and a lot of things to share. And certainly from last week we had, when Marlise was here again and we really, really drilled down on the usage factor, she commented that we'll have the first ever in what she's going to be doing, hopefully monthly. It's kind of the wellness for horses, and that's next Wednesday, the 29th, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific, so 8 p.m. East Coast, and that'll be probably for about an hour. And she does have some guests. I believe they're also veterinarians, not positive of that. But this is pretty exciting because it's kind of designed to mirror what Dr. Burka does. If you didn't watch Dr. Burka last night, it was outstanding because we had Bryce Wilde from he's a naturopath and a TV celebrity host guy up in for health in Canada. And they talked about aging and things like that, healthy aging, and some really cool concepts of squaring the curve. And so when the recording comes out from that, remember you can find those in your distributor library. And under the medical section. So lots of things to use. I encourage you, if you don't go into the BBO too often, to just to do it regularly and see what's new, because they've started posting, you know, they'll put either a new exclamation point or the new and the date of when it's released. So you can tell, you know, if this says, you know, September 15th, you might not have seen it. And those are the things I just wanted to point out to folks, just because we're constantly working on tools, and we are working on also being able to come up with an additional, finally, Horse Academy. Won't be until next year, but hopefully the early part of the year, and it would be like a half day, and it will be not replaced. The online, the basic academy, but it would be ancillary to that. And so we really have a task force of people that we're going to be working on that and using, you know, refreshing some of the materials we've done before and adding to them. people have been clamoring for that. We've been advocating for it for a long time, and I think we finally have some receptivity. And keep your fingers crossed. I'm really hoping that we can, since we aren't doing these live, at least that we could have a video segment of, you know, with an actual horse when we're talking about usage. So that's in the plans, but, you know, we're not there yet, but we are working on it, and so I want people to be aware of that. We do pay attention to what you need and what you ask for, and so the more you communicate with us, the better we can help kind of represent your needs. And so with that, Rainey, do we have any questions, or do you have any people who want to share with us?
We do. We have a couple people on here, but I just wanted to take a second and say that's awesome that we're getting that academy, because I know that's been something that, you know, we have talked about for years, and we know that people have been, you know, asking for years. And so it's great to hear that we're moving forward on that, because that's exciting. And all those things you were talking about, I actually used a lot of those with the setup I was just doing this week. You know, some I sent before and some I sent after. So those are great tools that that really people love, and they're really short. And if you send a couple at a time, then people can watch them as they have time. Because, I mean, if you know anything about horse people, you know they're super busy. So fitting in, you know, an hour-long something is going to be almost impossible. Not impossible, but it's just the chances of them doing that are pretty low. So if you can send them a few short things that they can just kind of watch as they have time, that's usually the most effective thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've had people even watch them on their phone while they were cooling their horse off. So,
yeah,
multitask is
definitely, definitely. So, so those are great tools to be able to use. And as Sydney was saying, there's several ways to be able to find a lot of these different things. And so, just spend some time looking through there and seeing what we have, because there is a lot right now. All right, so let's say hello to a couple of people we've got here. So first is area code 248. Area code 248, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Vicki from Michigan.
Hi,
and,
Vicki.
I have a question about using, I've used the cuffs on a client that had a hoof issue that at the time they were using Magic Cushion on the horse's hooves, and she had something wrapped around it, so I thought it was okay to put the boot on it. But the Magic Cushion got on the boot, and I have washed it with gentle soap and, you know, as instructed, but that stuff's not coming off, and it looks cruddy, and it's sort of a little bit stiffer in that on that edge that it's on. Anybody have a solution?
Is it, so make sure that we understand, Vicki, are you talking about, did it get on the boot insert, which is removable, or on the actual boot itself?
Yeah, on the insert. So I've taken it off and, you know, laundered it, but, you know, it's supposed to be with gentle soap. I want to take something, I feel like taking a Brillo pad to it to get this stuff out, but it's in between, you know, sort of worked its way into the edging fabric, and it just, and it's a little bit, I don't know if it's accumulated crud in there, but it's a little lighter than the rest of it now. And
that's too bad. I don't know if you soaked it, you know, if it would loosen something up, you know. Worst case basis, and I know you won't want to hear this, but you can replace the inserts.
Right.
You know, but I don't have, other than soaking it, and then my favorite antiseptic all go-to healer thing is natural sunlight, but if you got to kind of scrub something off there, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, I would take a real scrub brush and get at it, you know.
I would do some sort of brush. I mean, even if it's a light, like a toothbrush, or You know, something that's a little bit, you can kind of control the pressure a little bit more. I would maybe kind of combination, soak it first and then take that brush and see if the soaking kind of loosened it up, and then really kind of brush that out of there.
Do you have a suggestion for a solvent to soak it in, or just?
No, I like white vinegar.
Okay. Let me try that. Okay.
Yeah, and, maybe a combination of both. You know, maybe some, you know, warm water and some, you know, mild soap and really and then a combination of it, because I use vinegar a lot for things too. Kind of trying to get all that loosened up and off there. I haven't had to try to get that magic cushion, that hoof packing stuff out of anything before. So I don't have any great advice necessarily specifically for that. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, if you find if you come up with a solution, call back and let us know what you did.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. That does bring up. Even though those, the inside inserts can be taken out and cleaned, there are certain things that are just going to be impossible to clean. Just like this, you know, they're just going to end up, you know, by the time you're finished, you're going to be wishing you just had new ones. Keeping that in mind, if you're putting the cuffs or the blanket on anything that does have some sort of, you know, salve or ointment or, you know, any kind of a something on it, just make sure you're putting something on there underneath it. Either have the owner, you know, put some sort of wrap on it or vet wrap or some sort of something that will protect your unit, because obviously it's a big investment for you, and now she's going to be spending however much time of her valuable time trying to get that clean. So anything to add to that, Cindy? I thought I had you popped up.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to see if there was anything I could think of. You know, I'm trying to picture, you know, how much it would have soaked. But I agree. Putting on vet wrap or having them put a polo wrap or something over, you know, the horse's leg before you put your boot on, your cuff on, is going to, you know, be the best preventive if you can.
Perfect. All right. Our next caller is area code 712. Area code 712, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello? Okay. This is Julie from Iowa. And first of all, I'm so excited to see all the information that's coming through, new stuff in the back office. Sorry, I'm cleaning stalls as I'm talking to you. Yeah, and the academy for horses. I mean, I've been using Beamer for 3 years, and we started with the version 2 blanket. And then I decided that it was a good deal. And my daughter and I were loving it. We show the Western Pleasure discipline, so showmanship and hunt speed and Western Pleasure horsemanship, that stuff, the all-around. And so I got in on one of the last in-person academies in Palm Springs in 2020 and became a distributor. I'm also selected as one of the 40 people to represent Beamer at the Congress this year. So I'm getting in on lots of unbelievable, great information, and I just feel like my knowledge of Beamer has just exploded. But my question is, was there ever a difference in the usage for the version 2 blanket, because it has less coils, than the usage suggested for the version 3?
That's a good question, Julie. And yeah, I thought I recognized your name, so I'm excited for you to be there too.
Yeah.
Congress. It's my recollection. No, there, because, you know, it was further, the more focus that we did after the version 2 came out, they listened to a lot of feedback from veterinary practitioners and just, you know, horse people. And that's where they came out and, you know, tried to do more strategic placement of the coils for supposedly the most maximum neurological touch points. And that's when they added the coils, because the first version 2 that you first got, that had 9 coils in it. And this current version 3 has 19. So the additional ones were strategically placed, if you will, and that was really based on, you know, continued research. So the usage itself, and in terms of, you know, starting low and is still program 1, 2, and 3, still 5, 10, and 15 minutes, et cetera, all of that because the battery unit with the signal, it did not change. It was really the configuration in the blanket and then the addition of the boots. So,
right. Well, and the reason I say this is because obviously in that academy, there was three of us that were there that were horse people. The rest of the 175 people were human, you know, so they were all looking at us like going, oh my gosh, because that's then, you know, consequently, then that's when COVID hit and everything went on the skids. But I guess I don't ever recall being told that you only select one of those three programs. It was start low and slow, so it was the notion of starting at program one, and then after that's done, going to program two. And so I just, like, in the last 3 months now, have really realized that the disservice I've been doing to my horses and so are my customers, because with the version three, yeah, you're only doing program one and maybe program one and two. And so then I get started to wonder, is it because that version 3 came out right just prior to me going to California for the training, was there a difference in how everybody was instructed with version 2 because it didn't have as many coils?
Well,
you know what I mean? I think...
and that
go ahead,
into
Cindy.
Kind of... Yeah, the history of how this rolled out, because mm-hmm. when it rolled out, in the 2016 and the version 2 came out, we had like Zippo in terms of for instructions and how to use it. And so
yeah.
it was a little bit of free-for-all. You know, we kind of applied, you know, well, I would say everybody applied their own best judgment, and there was a wide variance between that. And that was, you know, it was only subsequently when the company was getting ready to, you know, put out the new version 3 that they formed at that time. They formed our advisory committee then to help roll it out. And we said, you know, we need supplemental information. We developed those FAQs, for example, that I think are very, with a lot of information that people need to see. But, you know, they didn't have those in Europe. They didn't have, so we had to create it for ourselves. And so it's a little bit of the old cart before the horse. The product came out before they told us, and
okay.
then they did more afterwards. So there's no other, you know, kind of hidden agenda behind it. It's just, you know, in exuberance of releasing a product, which I would choose to do it a little differently, and we've tried to do the best that we can to compensate for that. So it is hard when you've been doing it a certain way, and then you realize with new information, oh, you know what? I don't have to do it that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Well, and the other side of things is, you know, that this whole notion of you hear constantly go low and go slow. So knowing that, you know, in real, you know, difficult cases where you're looking to really get at a terribly sore back and your horse is used to the Beamer, jumping right to program three, it just went against kind of what I felt like I was taught in the beginning. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
so I guess that's my next question is, in your opinion, at what point would you, like, if you're at a show and you've been doing a horse, you know, multiple times, like I was at the Palomino World Show and had multiple clients that came back to me, at what point would you jump? So a horse, you know, essentially then knows the signal. At what point would you ever jump to that program three? Or do you really just never do that?
I personally, I wouldn't do it at a show with a horse that wasn't my own. What
okay.
I do with my own horse is a whole different thing than what I would do
sure.
for a prospect or a client's horse. And
okay.
So at a show, I'm not going to try something new unless they're
yeah.
done showing.
Okay.
So yeah,
if,
what do you
with
say
your own horse, then with your own horse, Cindy, then when? What kind of a situation would you say, oh, I'm jumping right to program three? Skip program one and two, I'm going right to three.
Because if you look at how the signal or how the configuration is of the signal, it always starts at the lowest level. That's different than the human units. We start at 10 microtesla and work up. And each of the programs starts at works up. I guess if it was in a personal situation for myself and I'm at home and, you know, it's me and the horse, and my decision is, am I going to call the vet? I'm going to try program 3 first.
Okay.
If it's depending on the circumstance, you know? If it's something where, you know, it's an intestinal blockage, I don't need to do something wrong. I would use something else, and I would do more than one session. But that's not, you know, I really try and establish for people the difference between what you do behind closed doors versus how you market something in public.
Yeah. And one of the things that I was struggling with here over the last 3 months is the terminology of a session versus a program. Because to me, a session is the duration. I mean, if you choose to do program 1 and program 2, that's a session. But what I'm understanding now is that a session is only one program. Is that fair to say?
Maybe that's not my understanding. I mean, the session refers to what you're offering to the horse at that time, and the program is simply your choices of what you include in that session. And again, the way that we're doing it for a quarter horse is to say, you know, the demo session is, you know, everybody's got to be the same. And, you know, it's really short and brief. It's, you know, it's that program 1. I think you're a little bit apples and oranges there because, does that make it any more clear?
Yeah, no, it does. And I've been dying to kind of just really process this with somebody. And so then when you guys said you really didn't have anything to talk about today, I thought, oh, here's my chance to pick your brain.
Yeah.
You know,
this is perfect. And I just kind of wanted to add a little bit to it as far as, because I don't use program 3 a lot, but I certainly have used it. And I have some people that are using it, and the people that are usually using it are the people that are in really major training. And these are horses that are getting beams, you know, every day. They're getting sessions every day. They've been doing this for, you know, an extended period of time, and these horses are in training. And those are the people, and this is the way we talk about, you know, pro athletes using it too. They're using a higher intensity before their workout and before their, you know, training, before an event, before, you know, and then a lower intensity after. And so those are the people that are using those intensity 3s for the most part, for the people that I'm kind of working with, is those kind of, you know, high energy professional athlete type horses that are, you know, in intense training. And then those are the people that are kind of using that on a more regular basis. And it, again, depends on the horse. I mean, you might have two horses doing the almost identical training program, and one you do a program 2 and one you do program 3. And it, again, it's always just going to depend on how the horse responds. And and my own horse, the way I, you know, would just decide if I was going to use program 3 is if I got to the point where I thought I, you know, they had Beamer sessions enough, I would just try it and watch their response. And at a certain point, it's going to go higher than they've ever been before. And then you're going to decide if they like that or if they don't. And there's no harm in really trying that. And if you're starting to see like a tail switch or, you know, ears, you know, that are saying, maybe I don't like this, turn it off. Whether it's with your horse or with a client's horse, just being sure that you're watching and, you know, the owner's watching for their horse's, you know, telltale signs of this is not something I'm enjoying, especially if they've been enjoying it up till then. I would kind of always just play that a little by ear because I don't think you shouldn't use program 3, but I think it should be used with caution, not necessarily caution is maybe not the right word, with good observation associated with it. And I've noticed that some of my younger, like hotter horses, you know, like maybe a young stallion or something, actually really like the higher intensities, and that's what they really respond to. One in particular I'm thinking about, he always enjoyed the Beamer, but it wasn't until we had tried program 3 I saw every single one of those relaxation things that we talk about, and it wasn't until we got to those higher ones where I really saw that in him. And so also something to think about in general. But again, not something you'd ever start with, not something you would do at a show. Not this is something we're talking about for, you know, regular use, long-term use, a horse that's used to the signal and, you know, in a program. So.
Yeah, and with total observation, as you described, that was perfect, Rainey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. I just needed to talk to process this with somebody, and I thought, well, this is a perfect. I've been listening to all the former blog talks, and I really feel like it's helping prepare me to be a better distributor, and especially, you know, representing the company at the Congress. But it's been very confusing to me because, like I said, in training that I had in Palm Springs. I don't remember anybody. Well, they spent such a short amount of time on the horse unit anyway, but I don't remember anybody ever. Go ahead.
There was nothing to train you with. There was no information then. And I had
the blanket there, but they didn't. I mean, there was right. The blanket was there, but that's what I mean. The back office is just—it's such a wealth of knowledge for me and. Being able to go in there and grab things and prepare things for clients. And I appreciate you guys. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, what we're doing is helping you. And thank you for bringing that question because you're probably you're definitely not alone in that confusion. And I don't, and I also with Cindy, I don't think that there was a difference in the other one. I think it was more just a lack of information and lack of knowledge for all of us.
And then, unfortunately, the
misinformation continued. Got, you know, spread really wide. Yep. And so now we're trying to nail it down and really, really explain it. So.
Yeah. So continued, I mean, honestly, this continued conversation about usage, I think, you know, twice a month you guys could talk about usage and
mm-hmm.
be beneficial,
yeah.
you know. So anyway, thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you
so much, Julie.
Uh-huh. Well, tell us. You go after your week at in Ohio. Call in and tell us how it went. What you thought?
Oh, it looks like we lost her. I don't know if we lost her connection or what, but yeah, hopefully she will come back on and let us know. And that would be a great thing to maybe we should try to kind of plan that, Cindy, for the weeks at Congress is either having somebody who's there come with us, come on and talk with us, or you know, people after the week come and talk. We should plan something like that.
I'm sure we'll
all
get
right.
in. I'll tell you, if it's their week, they're going to be they're going to be flying different directions so much. I don't know that they could take the time, but you know, definitely afterwards, and you know, we'll have Ian come on, as much as we can grab him. He's going to be there all 4 weeks, so the guy is going to have to really fight him.
Yeah, he's going to need a vacation after. All right, well, we're running short on time, but we do have Jane on here, so I wanted to give her a chance. We have a couple minutes for you, Jane. Hi, Jane.
Oh, heck, I just say bravo. Great answers for this usage. And first of all, I got on because I quickly Googled magic cushion removal. And, for Vicki, if you're still on there, Vicki Lestoyle was the concurring answer with a chat on Chronicle of the Horse magazine's site.
What kind of?
And Lestoyle, Lestoil. They agreed was the best to get it off, and you might even have to soak it in it just a little bit. But it's on the Chronicle of the Horse chat site, and it was the first thing that came up when I Googled how to remove magic cushion from a boot. So that's
cool.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Well, it just took a second. And also, Rainey, well, both of you, that whole discussion was so excellent. But I do want to underline and add, I had the same thing happen. Rainey, you noticed sometimes the three is good on a hotter horse. So I had the blanket on a yearling thoroughbred, and the manager is there with me. And my intention was to do one, then two, then three, and watch the horse due to the circumstances of the situation. And one, and I don't think we even had to wait to get the program two, the yawning, I mean, was heavenly. I wish I videoed it. You know, and the relaxation. And then when it got up to three, he didn't jig. He just kind of moved around a little bit. I looked at the manager and I said, "Well, it's moving up in the program. Do you want me to turn it off?" He said, "No, no, let's wait and see what happens." And I'll be darned, at the highest level is when the horse is even the most relaxed. Just like you said, Rainey, sometimes with a hotter breed or what have you. So just thought I'd throw that out. And
that's because you wore him out doing one, two, and three on a new horse altogether. The horse said, "I give up."
I love it. And I just want to tell you all something because it's just so wonderful to hear. I have two universities interested in the Beamer. I have a person that's going to do their senior project for rehab here at Midway. And my alma mater, which has 150 horses on campus, and they place 100% of their students in the industry. I called them about this because I thought, you know, they should have the Beamer for the horses in this program. And there are four programs, Western, Saddlebred, Dressage, and Hunter Jumper. Anyway, this is what I was told on my first call. Gail Lampe is an icon. She's kind of the Martha Josie of the saddlebred world. She's another icon, right? And she's been at William Woods for 40-plus years. She said, "Jane, I haven't seen it or worked with it, but I've heard about it, and I've heard nothing bad ever about the Beamer." Great. Then I talked to the head of the department, who is Western, and you know what? She said the exact same thing. And so they're interested in, of course, they want to have a demo. It's going to take a little bit of time, but we'll get these Beamers into these kids that are going to be going into the industry, and they're going to know about the Beamer.
Good job.
That's amazing, Jane.
I'm having a lot of fun. I've got slow things, but irons in the fire. I've got a new IBD with a rehab, and she is rocking it already. My new client just won fourth and fifth place at Plantation at the 4-star. And her, I want to bring her groom on, but her groom said to me, "Jane, the Beamer is the easiest thing we do all day."
Yeah, definitely you should bring that groom on. That'd be great. We'd love to have
her. I will. Thank
Perfect.
You
okay.
all.
All right.
You so,
thank
so
you,
much.
Jane.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
All right, and we are just about out of time. Cindy, any final words for today?
Just to say thank you, folks, for listening and bringing us your issues, because it makes it more interesting for us to, you know, to respond to something that you think is important than us trying to create, well, what should we talk about? So thank you, everybody, for that, for in and having good questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you can see, a question is going to open up a big discussion and really going to help us, help you guys and help everyone else that's listening. So please come to us with those, because we would love, even if we don't have the answer, it's definitely something we can open up and discuss with other people and for sure get that answer for you guys if we don't have it. So thank you for those of you who did that for us today. And thanks, Jane, for looking up that cleaner for that hoof pack. So that should be great. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in, for listening. We appreciate you being part of our show. And we will meet you all back here next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great week. Bye, Cindy.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.